Amma Rabba. Yavino Beirav Huna Yiboyalon Bar Beirav Yosef B'Taneisa B'Malei Shabsa. Person is has a tainus on Erev Shabbos. Mahu Lashlume. Does he have to finish the tainus till the end? See what the end is. So lo havi biyode. Asai l'kamei d'Rav Yehuda, lo havi biyode. And Rav Yehuda also didn't know. Omar Rav Nachzei Anon. So Rav said, so let's see ourselves. Tanya, Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos. V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, or in the time when they were Mekadosh al Pi Hariyah, so Erev Tisha B'Av could also fall on Shabbos. Now it can't according to the calendar, but it can fall on Shabbos if Pesach falls on Thursday, like this year, and then they made the Tammuz a mole, so then Tisha B'Av will fall on Friday. This year Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday. So that's because Tammuz is going to be a chaser. But if they'll make Tammuz a mole, then what's it called? Tisha B'Av would have fallen on Friday. And that same year, they made what's it called? Then if that would have happened, then Rosh Hashanah would have come on Sunday. And that can't be. Lo Adu Rosh. So they made Av chaser, so Rosh Hashanah came on Shabbos that year. So in those kinds of years, it was possible for Tisha B'Av to be on Friday. If Erev Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, right? So in other words, or if Erev Tisha B'Av, that was the next piece. Okay, v'echein Erev Tisha B'Av shechol yom b'Shabbos, zalachis ochel v'shosa kol tzarchu, malo shulchan ofilu kisu d'shlomo v'shaito. So when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it's pushed to Sunday, or when Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, it's on Sunday. So then, on Shabbos Shuvos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. There's no Suda Matzekes. Cholios Tisha B'Av Erev Shabbos is the case that we're talking about. When Tisha B'Av itself fell on Erev Shabbos, and that's possible the way that we described, then the Vien Lo Kebeya V'Ochel Kedesh Lo Yikonis L'Shabbos Kishuhu Me'una. Then at the end of the fast, which is on Friday, so you bring the person who's fasting Kebeya of food, and he eats it in order that he shouldn't come into Shabbos fasting. So you see that you don't finish off the fast. Tanya, Omer of Yehuda, Pam Achas Hayinu Yoshim Fnei Rabbi Akiva, Tisha B'Av Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos Hayah. One time we were by Rabbi Akiva, and it was Tisha B'Av that fell on Erev Shabbos. They hevil lo beitz of Megugeles, the Goma, and they brought him a hard-boiled egg, and he ate it, below melech, he didn't put any salt on it, not because he was hungry. He wanted to teach the Talmidim halacha that you don't finish off the fast and you don't go into Shabbos fasting. Rabbi Yossi Omer Misanu Mashlim. And Rabbi Yossi holds no that you continue and finish the fast off. Omer Lohen Rabbi Yossi, Iyatem Modin Li, V'Tisha B'Av Shecholios Be'echad B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, Shemapsik Modyom, that you stop eating already Bein HaShemashas. So you see that you can fast on Shabbos. The end of Shabbos, you begin your fast for Tisha B'Av. So, Amru Lo Avo, they said, yeah, you're right, that's true, that you stop eating already from the daytime, from Bein HaShemashas, if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. Amru Lohem, Mali Likonis, Bakshumu'una, Mali Lotzis, Menekshumu'una. What difference does it make if you fast on Shabbos, L'Shem fasting, in the beginning or the end? It's all the same. Amru Lo says, no, Imamrus, Lotzis Mimeno, Shari Ochel, V'Shasa, Kolayom, Kulo. Right, you're actually not oppressed if you start fasting on Shabbos, unless you've eaten the whole day. So you don't feel the fast. And even though Rabbi Yossi holds, no, you're doing it the Maisa, L'Shem fasting, that's also called Mu'una. Tomer Likonis, Bakshu Mu'una, Shalo Ochel, V'Shasa, Kolayom, Kulo. There's a very big difference between not breaking your fast when Shabbos comes in, when you haven't eaten the whole day and you're coming into Shabbos mamish oppressed. But Omar Ula halacha k'Rav Yossi, and Ula said halacha k'Rav Yossi that you're mashlim the tainis and you start the tainis when Shabbos starts. If it's Tisha B'Av that falls on when Shabbos ends, and if it's Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, and you complete the tainis if it's Friday. See Rashi. The chain erev tishavav shecholios cholios b'shabbos afal pishim chol. Apple P she imchol lios bechol lo yochal shnei tavshilim v'lo yochal basar lo yishti yayin. And by suda matzekes, you're not allowed to eat two different cooked things. You can't eat meat or drink wine. Achshav shu Shabbos ofel kol tzarchol. Here, where the last meal before Tisha B'av is Shabbos, you eat whatever you want. B'shaito shoyis a shaito medeslo. Suda Shlomo b'shaito means he was a king, and then he was deposed, and then he became a king again, according to some opinions. So what b'shaito means, when he was the malchusa, the melech, the head you have it. Migugelis slu yiraka. It was a soft boiled egg. Laharos halacha shein mashlim and tainus be'erev Shabbos. He ate the dafka to show that you don't finish off the tainus. Shehu mafsik suda mi bod yom shetzorich lechem bod yom mekabel tainus halav mishigomer lecho v'yafapishu Shabbos. You start fasting mamash on Shabbos when Tisha B'av falls on Sunday. Aval be'emes. So they said, yeah, it's true. Umali dikonis k'shuma unik agon shehishlin be'erev Shabbos taniso umali lotzes menu k'shuma sana shemaschal taniso bod yom. What's the difference if you start fasting on Shabbos or you finish fasting on Shabbos? Okay. There's a shayla over here, what that means. What's the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva? First of all, there's a shayla whether the machlokas is whether you're allowed to be mashlim or you have to be mashlim. Some Rishonim learn that the only shayla is if you're allowed to be mashlim. Everybody holds you don't have to be mashlim. But are you allowed to, because it coincides with Shabbos? Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to be mashlim, and Rabbi Akiva holds you're not allowed to be mashlim. That was what's it called, one machlokas we showed. There's another machlokas. If you are mashlim, what does that mean? Till when do you eat? Do you eat till Tseisa Kochavim? That's the way Taka the Ramah holds. That if you have to be mashlim, you have to fast till Tseis, just like a regular fast. And others hold no. You fast until what's it called Bein Hashmashos. But once it's Bein Hashmashos and it's already Suffolk Shabbos, then you don't fast anymore according to everybody. Hashlama means till Bein Hashmashos. Now if you're not mashlim, when do you eat? Some hold you have to wait till what's it called if you're not mashlim, you have to eat before Bein Hashmashos, I guess. But even if you're mashlim, some hold that mashlim means once it becomes plaga mincha and you daven mariv, you can eat even if it's still day. That's called mashlim. Mashlim means you have to wait till after mariv, but you can daven mariv from plaga mincha. And others hold mashlim means, like we said, till tseis hakochavim. Okay, Mar says umi avdina k'Rabbi Yossi. Do we talk a passing like Rabbi Yossi that you have to be mashlim on a tainus that comes erev Shabbos? The only tainus that we have, tainus sibur, that can come erev Shabbos is asar b'teves. And when it taka comes, we're mashlim. You fast until what's it called? Till tseisa kochav. Mar says umi avdina k'Rabbi Yossi v'ramini ein gozen tainus la'atziba barashi chadashim b'chanukah v'purim. You don't make a lechatchila tainus sibur for tzoris on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. The imis chilu. But if you already started a seder of taniyos, and it comes out that what's it called? That one of the Mondays or Thursdays, you make a seder of taniyos, so you're makabel 10 taniyos, Monday, Thursday, whatever, and one of those Mondays or Thursdays comes out to be Rosh Chodesh or Rechanek or Purim, imischilu imapsik, divrei gamliel. If taket comes out, then you fast on those days. Amrav Meir, afapisha amrav gamliel imapsikin, mo dehoye shein mashlinim. Even though he holds that you fast on those days, but you don't fast the whole day. You don't finish off the fast. You eat early before the thing's over. The same b'tisha b'av shechol liyos be'erev Shabbos, and the same thing b'tisha b'av shechol liyos be'erev Shabbos. You don't finish off the fast. You eat early. You eat before Shabbos comes in. The Tanya la'achar p'tiraso shel Reb Gamliel. After Reb Gamliel was nifter, nichnas Reb Yeshua la'hofer es devara. So Reb Yeshua wanted to be made for his devarim, and what's it called, and say that you are mashlim, not like Rav Gamliel that you're not mashlim. Omer Rav Yochan ben Nuri al Raglov, Yomer Chazi Anoa the Basareisha Gufa Azur. Right, we see that the head, what's it called, the whole body goes after the head. Rav Gamliel was the head. We should still follow him, and not after he died what's it called, decide to not paskin like him anymore. Kol yom of shalom gamliel kavanu halacha kamosa, that you have to be mashlim, the tainus. Achshav, that you are not mashlim, right? What's it called? That you're not mashlim, and now you want to make be machmir and start to be mashlim tanios when they fall on Friday. Achshav atam avakish levakel devaro, Yoshua ein shomin lecha. That you are not mashlim. So what's it called? The lechora, you see the halacha is not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds you mashlim. Rabbi Gamliel holds you weren't mashlim, and they wanted to be mevatel the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel, and they wouldn't let them. So you see that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you are not mashlim. Where it says the dorosh Rabbi Gamliel over Rabbi Gamliel, the dorosh Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yossi. In Rabbi Gamliel's time, they pass him like him. Later on, they reassess the halacha and they pass him like Rabbi Yossi. And Taki, even in the door of Rabbi Gamliel, they did like Rabbi Gamliel. So Atanya, Rabbi Lazar ben Sodik, Ani Hayisim ibn Sinov ben Binyamin, Pam Achas Chol Tishaba of Lios Shabbos, Vidachinu La'achra Shabbos. Right, it says one time Tisha B'Av fell, he was Sina ben Binyamin had a yontif on Asiri B'Av when they came back from Galus, so they didn't have enough wood for the Mizbeach, so people were menadiv wood, and because of that they got the schus that every year they would be able to bring wood for the Mizbeach on that day, no matter whose turn it was or whatever, and it was a yontif for them. Because the day that you bring a korban etzim is considered a korban also, so you don't do malacha. So it was a yomtif, their yomtif on that day. So so that was always Asiri Ba'av. So usually it was Motzei Tisha B'Av. But when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, then Asiri Ba'av was the fast. So he says, we had our yomtif coincide with Tisha B'Av, our yomtif of Asiri Ba'av, and we fasted, but we didn't finish the fast, because it's our yomtif. Right? Time of the yomtifu. Erev Yomtif Mashlimin, Mashlim only because it was their Yomtif that what's it called, you don't fast. But if it would have been Erev their Yomtif, in other words, on Tisha B'Av when it was the ninth of Av, and there, it was the Erev of their Yomtif, they were Mashlim the fast till the end, even though the next day was their Yomtif. So same thing with Shabbos. If it's Erev Shabbos, you finish the fast through Shabbos. Omer Avinu Shani Yomtif Shel Divrehem. No, the difference between Yom Tov the Rabbanan like that and what's it called and a Shabbos. Shabbos you're not even allowed to fast the same fasting for a portion of Shabbos. You can't be makabel 2 hours of tainus the same tainus on Shabbos. But on a Yom Tov the Rabbanan, as long as you don't fast the whole day, you can fast part of the day. So since you can fast part of the day, you can come into that yom to fasting, because only part of the day. You're going to eat the rest of the day. Now, Sha'en came on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to fast at all the same time. You can't even come a few minutes into Shabbos fasting. Rashi. The in his chilu, now misana, shemaschul tanisum al yom, the in his chilu, she his chilu isanis, chaf olamid yom. They made a seder of Taniyos, 20 days, 30 days of Taniyos, right? Every Monday and Thursday. V'nichnasu b'hen yimei Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. And in that 20 or 30 days came Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh. She'im mashlimin, that you have to fast, but you don't fast the whole day. Tainis b'chanukah Rosh Chodesh, Islamis kol hayom. You don't fast the whole day, you break your fast before the day's over. T'chein b'tisha b'av shechol b'erev Shabbos. Nami ain't mashlimin. Tisha b'av fell on erev Shabbos, you're also not mashlimin. Levakel is devarah, v'lomer mashlimin. So after Rav Gamliel died, they wanted to change the halacha. They wanted to be more machmer. When Rav Gamliel was alive, so he was mekel, so they were mekel. After he died, they wanted to be more machmer and fast the whole day on Tisha B'Av Shechol Yoter of Shabbos. So they protested it. Rabbi Yeshua, they protested what Rabbi Yeshua said. Chazana the boser reisha gufasu roani bedin uvedas shetzrichim ono lalach achar divrei arishon. The body goes after the head. Why should we be mavatal what the Godel said in the last generation? The Loha Yodam Al Mei Mashlim. And the Maisa, they were not successful in going against Rav Gamliel, So the halacha is a mashlima. Where it says no, b'dorish Rabbi Yossi, the havi baser hachi shakul adron gamliel, the kavu halacha Rabbi Yossi the mutter. Like every generation can reassess the halacha and paskin the way they want to. So in the time of Gamliel, they paskin that you can't be mashlim. In the time of Rabbi Yossi, they paskin you have to be mashlim or you can be mashlim. Mibnei sino ben Binyamin, mishpacha hi mishavet Binyamin. Sino ben Binyamin was a mishpacha from Bnei Binyamin, in the Shevet Binyamin, Shinofala and Gora le Korban Eitzim, Biyud Ba'ad, Bimei Ezra. Right, when they came back from the Gauls, like we said, they were Menadiv Eitzim, and they got the Schos to bring that Korban every year on that day. The Yomtif Hayalahem le Olam, Kidislam Per Basra Tainis, Laacher HaShabbos, Shu Asora Ba'ad, to have a Yomtif Shalonim. Right, and Tisha B'Av fell on Asiri Ba'ad, fell on Shabbos, and was pushed to the 10th. And they say that it's only, therefore, if you have a yontif like that, it could happen today. A person has a bris on a siri ba'av when it's a nidcha. So the halacha is, since it's his yontif, he doesn't finish fasting. They, after chatzos, they daven mincha and they eat. The father and the sandik and the what's it called and the moah are allowed to eat after chatzos. But if Tisha B'av falls on Sunday, then they don't eat. Only by a nidcha that you say this halacha, right? But when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, that it was nidcha to Sunday. Then it's kal; it's not the real Tisha B'Av. Then you can eat. But if Tisha B'Av fell on Sunday, right? Then this halacha doesn't apply. Then you have to be mashed. La'achra Shabbos shu asar B'Av avi yontif shalom. Time of the yontif ha b'shar Tisha B'Av ha yumashlimin. Every regular Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av fell on the 9th and their yontif was on the 10th, they finished even though they were fasting on their yontif when it started. Rav Elazar bar Tzadik v'dorash Rav Gamliel havi, and he was in the time of Rav Gamliel. So you see, you are mashlim. Kidatanya v'bei om Rav Elazar bar Tzadik pamim harbein nichnasi acher abba l'beis Rav Gamliel. So even in the door of Rav Gamliel, they didn't pass with Rav Gamliel. They finished fasting on a yontif. Whereas the shani yontif the rabbanon. You're allowed to fast part of the day on these kinds of Yom Tov. There's no Isra fasting part of the day. You finish off the day if it comes Erev, your Yom Tov. So afilu bi'ikro mutter l'sanis boktsas hayom, avo Shabbos osu l'sanis boktsas l'shum tainis. You don't have to eat the whole Shabbos. Right, but you can't not eat with shame tainus. That not, right? Also, nami lahashlim bo aravios. Therefore, you're not allowed to finish off the tainus on Shabbos either, because you're fasting part of the day with shame fasting. Shemash the erev Shabbos is tana b'ksas Shabbos, the next Shabbos. Okay. Om Rav Yosef lo shmiya li hashmaisa. Rav Yosef said, I never heard this inyan discussed. Whether you could be mashlim or can't be mashlim or have to be mashlim, right? I never heard this inyan. Omer le'abaya at omer snielam. Well, you never heard it. You taught us. And Rashi says what he says all over. Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning, and Abaya reminded him. So Abaya said, "Your memory doesn't serve you right. You heard this shmaisa because you taught it to us, right? V'yaho amras nielan, and you said, and I'll tell you what you said." And you said, "In goes in Tainus Alatziba Barashi Chadashim, the Amrinan Allah Amr of Yehuda Marav Zu Divrei Rav Meir, Shomer Mishum Ram Gamliel, Avol Chachamim Omri Misanu Mashlim." You told us this brisa that you don't make a Tainus L'Chatchil on Chanukah Purim or Rosh Chodesh, but if you made a seder of Tanios and it happened to come out that one of them was Rosh Chodesh Purim or Chanukah, you fasted. But you weren't mashlim the tainus, and you told us that was Rav Meir who said it according to Rav Gamliel. But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is you're mashlim. So you taught us that the halacha is you're mashlim. My love, Akulu, isn't it going on all of them? Even where Tisha B'Av fell on erev Shabbos, right? All of them that are mentioned in the Braisa, where it says lo achanukah Purim, it's only going on Chanukah and Purim. That there you're not mashlim, but Shabbos already. But there you are. What's it called? The mashlim. But Shabbos you're not mashlim. Shabbos you're not mashlim, because Shabbos is more chomer than Chanukah and Purim. Hachinam mistabra. the Isol Kadaitach Akulu, it's going on all of them, for boy mine Rabbim Rav Yehuda v'lo poshitle. Right? Rabba asked this shayla from Rav Yehuda, and he wasn't poshit. What's it called? He should have known this brisa. He says, well, Tamei, Chodah Dorish Marzutra Mishmeid Rav Huna, Halacha Misanu Mashlin, for boy mine Rabbim Rav Huna v'lo poshitle. L'chora, what's it called? Rav Huna also said the halach is Misanu Mashlin. And Rabba asked him the shayla, and he also didn't know. Elamai, what are you going to say? Elohom nikmi d'shamei, v'ol abasu d'shamei. The maisa where he didn't know was before he heard this price, and afterwards he heard it. Same thing you can say. Hachanami, hom nikmi d'shamei, v'ol abasu d'shamei. The two incidences are different times. At one time he didn't hear this price, and the mela he didn't know what to say. And then subsequent to that he learned this price, and then he knew what the halacha was. So it's not only by Chanukah and Purim, it could even be by Shabbat. And the reason that he didn't answer the first time, he'd never heard this brisa. Now that he heard the brisa, he knew what to say. That you're talking, what's it called? Not mashlam. Doresh marzutra, mishmeid rav huna, halacha misana mashlimim. The halacha is taka like Rav Yossi, that you're misana and you're mashlam. Lo shmiya liha shmaisa. The kava ula le'el halacha Rav Yossi. I didn't hear this opinion that ula paskin like Rav Yossi that you're mashlim at times. At Omras Nialon, Rav Yossi chala v'shochach tamuda v'yabaya tamida maskira. Yossi got sick and he forgot his learning, and what's it called? Abaya used to remind him. Zudiv Rav Meir, the Omer le'el mishum gamliel, modaha yeshayim mashlim. Right? Rav Meir held like Rav Gamliel, but you're not mashlim. The chen tishabav shechala Yossi Rav Shabbos. Aval chachomim omri misana mashlim. The chachom argue and they hold that you're mashlim. My love chachomim akulu kainik. The chachomim are going back on all of them. Beina Chanukah Purim. Beina Erev Shabbos. That, what's it called? That Tisha B'Av fell on Erev Shabbos. Midig Admina Rav Rav Yossi B'loshin Chachomim. Shmami no halachik Rav Yossi. See, the halachas like Rav Yossi. That, what's it called? That you're mashlim. Morris says, Yisol Kedai Techakulu. Yehovah's going back on all of them, even on Erev Shabbos, not just on Chanukah and Purim. Omer Rav Yehuda, Haboy Minei Rabbi Rav Yehuda. How can you say Rav Yehuda said that? When Rabba asked Rav Yehuda this shaila, he didn't know. Kedam Rinan Le'el. Also the Kamed Rav Yehuda, V'lo Havi Biyodeh. And so Elamai, what are you going to say? He knew the Braisa, but he thought the Braisa only going on Chanukah and Purim, and not on Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos. And the question was asked, Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos. So it's clear that brisa is only going on Chanukah and Purim, not on Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos. Otherwise, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda know what the answer was? Misana u'mashlim be'erev Shabbos, v'boy Rabba mirapuna le'el v'lo pashat le'el. Zechora, you can ask the same question on Rabba and Rav Huna. Right? How come Rav Huna, what's it called, didn't know this brisa, right? Because Marzutra said in the name of Rav Huna that you're misana u'mashlim. Right? The shaila was asked, elamai. It was what you have to say, that he it was two stages. One, he didn't hear that brisa, and the other one, he did hear the brisa. Before he heard the brisa, he didn't know what to say. And after he learned this brisa, he knew that's the halacha. And it's going tak on all of them. Same thing over here. You don't have to say it's only going on Chanukah and Purim, and the brisa doesn't deal with Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Erev Shabbos. The brisa is going on everything. And the brisa is clear that it's only Rav Meir who holds that ain mashlimim, and the Chachamim hold mashlimim. And he should have known that halacha. But he didn't know this brisa at that time. Same thing we can say with what's it called about Rav Yehuda. Hachanami, the Rav Yehuda lo sikshi. Don't ask kashas on Rav Yehuda and bring a raya from there that the brisa wasn't talking about Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos. The brisa is talking about Tisha B'Av Shechol, except Rav Yehuda didn't know that brisa in the beginning when they asked him the shaila, and then he learned it later. Hom mikmi d'shama mirav, halabasa d'shama rafuna, Rav Yehuda tamid de rav ha'pavu. They all were Talmidim of Rav. Then they heard this from Rav. And after that, they, what's it called? And the halacha is, Misana u'mashlim, and Tosus learns, like we said, Imyirtza lahashlim, the Shori lahashlim. But not that you have to be mashlim. And other Rishonim learn that you have to be mashlim. And that's part of the halacha, you have to be mashlim. And mashlim means not till bin ashmashas, like some Rishonim say. Mashlim means mamish till tseis hakol kotim. Okay. Hadron lech b'chol ma'arvin, havin lech